morning.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. You sound weird.
You sound weird? I sound fine. Don't mess anything up for me.
Yeah, me too, for once.
Don't screw me up.
Oh, now you're going to do something.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something over here.
What do you mean there's something over there on the board?
A headphone thing.
Is it just yours? Oh, you just did something.
Mm. Yeah, I heard a pop.
Yeah. Okay, now it sounds better.
I liked it better before.
You did? You want it back?
Well, you know, it's just so interesting with this studio because, you know, whenever I sit where Manny sits and I plug my headphones in, we sound completely different. Like, Loren probably hears a different show than what I hear, than from what you hear. We all hear different radio shows.
I'm pretty sure Loren doesn't hear anything on those headphones. You always have headphone issues over there.
Actually, since we've been back, my headphones have been pretty good. But before we left for vacation, sometimes I would get just one ear. It would be really low. When we would play something off the computer, it would be really high. Then when we would talk, it would be really low. I was constantly messing with my headphones.
I couldn't handle that. Like, that would freak me out. I need to have it sound like just such a certain way.
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. We are so happy to be part of your Wednesday morning routine. 8 a.m. this morning, your shot to get your way in to see Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld at the PNC Pavilion. But that's not all. It doesn't stop there.
It doesn't. We're going to get you at a sound check where you get to put like an ear monitor in and listen to Charlie Puth warm up. On top of that, during the show, you'll be able to go into this VIP photo area where you can take awesome photos of Charlie Puth. Now, really up close and personal.
Will Loren be offering the earpiece so nobody can hear anything, or is it?
No, it won't be my earphones.
Okay.
I'm sure Charlie Puth has a better setup than we do.
Hey, I think your voice is breaking up. No, it's just your ear monitor. I was just reading this story. A teacher on a plane was talking about her low-income students. And what happened next was amazing. The man seated next to her asked what the most challenging part of her job was. And she said that it's just very hard to see how many parents are struggling to provide the basic necessities for their families, like food and school supplies. And she said teachers and administrators at the school dig into their own pockets to buy underwear, soap, food, right? That's what the man sitting behind her tapped on her shoulder. He was eavesdropping and he handed her a stack of cash with a $100 bill on top. But that's not all. Other passengers around started a collection and she ended up getting almost $800 just to take back for her students.
Wow.
I never, ever ride on a cool airplane. Never. It's always the same thing. There's always a baby screaming or it's just someone's sick. It's never cool.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so jealous of everyone. I don't want someone to go off on the plane and scream so bad.
Right.
Just so I can have a cool story to come back and tell you.
Well, we're crazy all going passenger. To Chicago together in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Maybe one of us three will have a meltdown. We could be the issue.
I won't be making that trip because I will hopefully be a new dad at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll wait and see. But, Roy, you don't have cash on you usually, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, can I Venmo you? That's what you'd have to say to the teacher.
You know what my method is whenever I go grocery shopping and there's cash back, I get 20. I always get 20 back and put in my wallet just in case.
I'm the one that never has cash.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You never know when you might need to throw a couple bills.
Right, right.
My problem is I get it out and then I immediately spend it somewhere. So there's no point in getting it out.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
No.
So much to talk about today. Gosh, we're going to find out why Loren, you know, we were on vacation for 2 weeks. Loren was in Italy. We're going to find out why she almost got arrested in Italy.
Oh,
this is a story that we should have gotten to yesterday, but we didn't. So we'll find out today at 7. Roy had a wardrobe malfunction on his vacation. We got to talk about that.
Oh, I can now relate with so many celebrities that have wardrobe malfunctions. It's so embarrassing.
And then yesterday we found out something kind of crazy happened when the show ended, and we'll get into that coming up here in just a little bit also, okay? It's a Wednesday morning show, Confession Wednesday at 7:50. Thank you so much for waking up to the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
5.1.
Before we get into something which we all thought was unusual that happened yesterday, I was reading my Instagram, and a friend of mine lives out in Arizona, and she had a baby a little bit early, and she just moved into a new apartment with her man. And she said the place is brand new, just built. No one in the building smokes, let alone her apartment, but she keeps smelling cigarette smoke. And so she put out on Instagram, like, why is this happening? Is it coming through the vents? Can I be getting it through the air? And more than one person said, when you have a child, relatives like to visit that have passed on during the special time.
Oh, my gosh. That's what they think it is?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know.
And that's why they're smelling cigarette smoke.
Then she's like, my great aunt who loves kids. I remember her like it was yesterday. She would make cookies for us. So loving. Smoked a ton. I guarantee you that's who's in my apartment right now.
It's an apartment building, by the way. There's other people in the building. You're probably just getting a waft from somebody smoking
on
their balcony.
It's a brand new building. It's like a no smoking facility.
I'd have been like, Grandma, get out of here. You stink.
Let me paint the picture. Yeah, great aunt.
Great aunt, get out.
Loren, this is not an apartment. This is like, they're very, very wealthy. This is like a really nice.
Yeah, but look, I'm not trying to poo-poo on your story, okay? But like, was it Hillary Duff just went off because somebody was smoking in her building? And I assume Hillary Duff has enough money to be staying in a very nice apartment as well. So she was just getting the waft from somebody else's apartment.
Right.
But I'm actually dealing with this at my current apartment.
Cigarette smoke?
On my floor, someone is smoking. And I don't know how much they smoke, but it fills the hallway. Mm. Not my apartment. My apartment's fine. But I'm walking through the hallway, and I'm like, if I have guests or friends over, this is like disgusting for them to walk through.
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost about to go to my managers and be like, how much is it going to cost for me to personally install an air freshener in this dang hallway?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm up for people smoking in their own homes. If that's your thing, that's your thing. But my gosh, we need to do something about the hallway.
Right? I know. It's so strange. We could debate cigarette smoking all day, but anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
That would freak me out if somebody told me that. I like the neighbor smoking better.
Right. I don't want to hear my great-grandmother come in.
Yeah.
Great aunt, by the way, did you bring a present, a push present, anything for me?
I feel like it would be different if it was like cigar smoke, like something very specific to that person, but just cigarette smoke, I don't know.
Yeah. She said, I've been constantly smelling cigarette smoke, and if anyone has experience with this, no one here smokes, this is a non-smoking building, what do you think it is? And then everybody says a family member might be visiting, and then, you know, after that, she put, yes, 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 my great aunt was such a wonderful person to us. I remember everything like it was yesterday, and she smoked like crazy. I guarantee you she's here.
Great aunt, it's 2018. We don't smoke near kids anymore.
Could you at least vape?
Let me see that kid.
Put your cigarette down, great aunt. Come on.
All right, before we get off track too far, we do want to mention yesterday, Patrick, jump on this microphone here for a second. Producer Joaquin.
Producer Joaquin. He's not no intern.
Yesterday, did you kidnap our intern?
No.
Because that's the word that went around the building.
I didn't kidnap him.
We got word that, one, we didn't know where you were. You disappeared.
But he and Nicole have worked that out.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, yes. We talked.
Okay.
Okay. So we couldn't find you. And then we're like, well, wait, we can't find the other intern either. And then come to find out, you both were at Queens, and you were giving the intern a tour. Well, one, do you go to Queens?
That's where I graduated from.
But do
you
go
there
to Queens?
No, I was going to go see a professor to find us more interns.
Good.
That's
but
not
unfortunately,
your...
Unfortunately, he wasn't there, wait, and I just want to introduce him to him.
I'm so fascinated.
Trying to be productive?
Well, that's not your job, though. That's not your job.
No, listen, if you're going to do that, that's cool and everything, but it was just odd because we asked, once we didn't know where you were, we asked intern Aaron where he was, and he's like, I'm at Queens College with getting a tour. But he already goes to a college.
Yeah, and so I asked him, I was
taking him with me so I could introduce him to my professor because my professor is really huge in video and stuff. Like
gotcha.
That.
And I asked Aaron. I said, "Do you want to go to Queens?" And he was like, "No, I don't."
That's where the kidnapping philosophy came in.
I'm like, "Well, then why are you there?"
Don't feel bad. Manny has kidnapped me before, so he's throwing stones over there. But he's been guilty of kidnapping.
You wanted to get in the car that day.
I asked him
I
if he
want to go to the airport.
Yes, so.
For once, Loren, I couldn't get Loren to go to the airport.
Yeah. Man, he was trying to go to the Overlook.
All right, Joaquin, I just want to make sure that you know the policy with interns. No inappropriate conversation, no inappropriate touching, and no kidnapping.
No kidnapping.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, yeah. All right, thanks, buddy. There you go. Yesterday, I was like, we were like, where's Joaquin? We don't know. Where's Aaron? Let's hit him up. And he's like, I'm at Queens, and I don't know how I got here. we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there are so many things to discuss. For one, there is a new type of bikini out just in time for the summer. This kind is part of what's called the Black Tape Project. We'll explain some more coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Loren, would you ever wear a stick-on bikini? I don't know.
it's not a no. My concern is when it gets wet, does it fall off?
As part of Miami Swim Week's fashion show, models took to the runway wearing black stick-on bathing suits from a brand called the Black Tape Project.
Okay.
It's like you wrapped yourself in black duct tape, but it could be glitzy gold styles or black or colors. If you thought regular bikinis and thongs were revealing, you haven't seen nothing yet, says this article. The stick-on bathing suits are basically just little bits of tape covering the areas that need to be covered.
Oh, well, I need a little bit more coverage, but I'm not opposed to a stick-on bikini.
Oh, yeah. These things are just covering the
areas. It was basically pasties.
But the good news is that they're tailored to your shape, so no more saggy bottoms. And taking off a wet bathing suit is a pain, but with this, it's actually easier, they say.
Really? I feel like it's going to hurt when you take it off.
So that's my concern, because if I wear a sticky bra or if I ever had to tape anything, I would usually take that tape off in the shower, because when you get it wet, it's easier to take off. That is my concern with the sticky bikini, because if I go in the water, is it going to fall off?
No. Let's try it at Roy's pool today.
Come on.
I got duct tape.
I remember.
I had duct tape in this drawer before. Here.
In high school, something similar like this was going on. Everyone started wearing like duct tape stuff. I remember that like for a brief period, 2008.
I do too.
The duct tape prom dress was a big thing.
Everybody was doing duct tape. Duct tape wallets, duct tape everything.
Yeah.
And then duct tape came out with all the patterns.
Because I guess it was a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, producer Nicole.
Hi.
We had a nice lunch yesterday. My wife, your girlfriend, and Loren.
I was at the doctor where... everyone at the doctor's office are fans of the show, where everyone was taking looks at my office sunburn.
We heard about this on the radio.
I come in, they're like, we already know why you're here. Just come on.
Oh, look at it. It's worse than you ever said.
We met a fan yesterday. What was her name? Summer?
Summer, yeah.
Summer, I was walking back from the bathroom. She goes, Maney, hi. I go, hey. And then I goes through my Rolodex. Do I know this person? Right. Do they work for the Charlotte Knights? Could they be somebody, a sales rep? Who is? Anyway, she's like, you always say to come say hi to you whenever you're out. So I'm doing that.
True.
It was great. Nice. But we were talking yesterday. And so what's McDonald's doing with the free fries for the rest of the year? What's Nicole? What is that?
So they're doing Friday. Get it?
Yeah.
Friday.
Okay.
So I think it's like a push for their app. So you download their app, which is free. And then for every Friday for the rest of the year, it started in July. So it's currently in progress. Every Friday, as long as you purchase at least $1 of something from the meal, from the menu, you get a free medium fry with that.
That's cool. So you can get something off the dollar menu.
Yeah. So you can get a large sweet tea and get a free fry with it.
Mm. Oh, people hate bikini season. We just talked about a stick-on bikini, and now we're talking about French fries.
And if you go for breakfast and say you're not in the mood for fries, they'll give you a hash brown.
That's cool.
Too.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. McDonald's is the best. Unprecedented, by the way. Everybody in here agrees that they're the best fries, fast food.
Along with Bojangles. Arby's, yes.
Bojangles.
Oh, Bojangles does have really good fries.
Along with Arby's.
But I do like McDonald's.
It's a tough battle, man.
Yes, McDonald's fries are the best. If I could make a transformer of food, it would be a Chick-fil-A sandwich, McDonald's fries, and I don't know.
I appreciate Chick-fil-A's because it's consistent. Like, I've never had a Chick-fil-A fry that's not cooked the same way. It's like, sometimes at McDonald's, sometimes the fries aren't cooked the right way.
Yeah, but sometimes it's good to eat the black sheep.
Well, I guess, but...
The one that's been in a little too long or not long enough. Just a little
the
different.
Soggy one?
Yeah. The Nicole of the show.
Oh, what was that?
You're the black sheep of the show.
What?
What does that mean?
Don't you think?
I think she's the coolest one in the show.
Yeah, that still does. Black sheep, there's nothing wrong with the black sheep. Black sheep's just the one that stands out.
Okay.
My brother Kevin was the black sheep in my family.
I don't know how he went from insulting you to complimenting you.
I know.
No, black sheep's not insulting.
Maney can
just
talk his way in and out of anything.
Let's do this. Gold sheep or something.
Let's just do this.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
No, believe me, I love Nicole, but she definitely has more tats than the three of us.
Yeah. You know, she has the potential to sabotage us with audio and all these issues.
Time,
and here you are.
The whole thing.
Apologize. I didn't. It's not a bad thing. All right, go ahead, Lorette. What's going on?
All right, so Kourtney Kardashian, the Kardashians usually get trolled by hate fans. You know, they love to hate. Yeah. But this time, Kourtney Kardashian is being trolled by her own boyfriend. So she posted a picture of her in this huge floppy hat and a thong her booty facing the camera. And her boyfriend commented on the photo, "This is what you need to show to get likes," you know, as a question. Well, fans jumped on him immediately. And if you've ever seen Kourtney Kardashian's boyfriend, he's very pretty to look at and loves to have his shirt off, too. So fans, of course, went over to his Instagram and started trolling him. "Is this what you need to show to get likes?" with all his shirtless pictures. Leslie Jones is ripping Jessica Alba's Honest Company. And now I use Honest Company for cash. So this is a little concerning for me.
Yeah,
and I know a lot of people. Yeah, I know a lot of people use it. They sell eco-friendly, non-toxic household and baby products. Well, Leslie, I guess, had a really bad experience with them and said, "You know, I've used your company for more than 3 years, and my last three orders have been a nightmare. I spend way too much money for this to happen. And it's not exactly clear what set her off, but Jessica Alba is, you know, we're waiting for the response." Now, I've had some issues, you know, just with orders and that kind of stuff, but I don't know. They've had some recalls in the past with sunscreen and wipes, so I'm waiting to hear. And Charlie Puth was on Jimmy Fallon, and of course we have Charlie Puth coming to Charlotte, and an awesome experience.
Yep, your chance to win at 8 a.m. this morning.
But he sang a little Spice Girls and put his own spin on it.
Awesome. Charlie's the best.
I don't think that'll be part of the Charlotte show. So enjoy it now. Coming up in the 7:30, Dirty Imagine Dragons has new music, and I'll have that for you then.
Great. Thank you so much, Lorette.
Roy, you want to share your wardrobe malfunction story from vacation with us?
I had some very humiliating events occur over vacation, and this is probably the most humiliating thing that happened to me.
Are you okay to share it?
Yeah, I exposed myself to a group of people.
Okay. Now I'm hooked. We'll get that story in 7 minutes.
Hey, wanna...
So I went to Punta Cana for vacation last week. And part of the trip, we booked a tour. One of those excursions thing where we went four-wheeling through the indigenous part of the island. And then we got on a booze cruise, pretty much.
Nice.
And it took us out to this beautiful part of the Caribbean bay right there in Tortuga Bay, where you're on a sandbar and the water goes up to your waist. It's like a natural swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Clear to the bottom, very cool, drinking, having a good time. And I noticed when I went to go get my my second drink, my swimming trunks were a bit loose. And typically they're on pretty tight.
Right.
And I didn't really think anything of it. And then I kept drinking, having a good time. And then came to the moment everybody has to get back on board. With me thinking, well, I don't want to be, because it's going to take me a minute to get up the ladder and get up in the boat. It's going to be a little bit of a task. Let me go before everyone. So I'm not holding everyone up.
Sure.
Look at you being thoughtful.
I wish I didn't do that. Because now everyone's watching me. Because we're all trying to get on the bus, and I'm the first one.
Wait, you're on the boat, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry, on the boat. On the
boat. You're trekking through the water, heading back to the boat.
And I'm trying to get on the ladder, and I feel my shorts are very loose, and I'm trying to pull them up, and I start getting on the ladder, and I move up, and then I feel it. Nothing but air. Going all over my back end. Right through the crack. And I feel it all. And so Sterling is quickly having to pull my pants up. And if I can't let go, because I'll fall back into the water. So I'm trying to get back into the boat. Sterling's trying to hop up there with me, trying to cover my butt. I exposed everyone.
And they're heavy because of the water.
Yeah.
I just imagine Sterling throwing himself on top of you.
I mean, people being like, hey, there's no time for that, you guys. We're trying to get back on the boat.
Let me tell you, because sometimes, as anyone, your crack may show from time to time.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but I've never felt the full air.
So you went all the way down,
Oh,
huh?
Man, it was bad.
Full moon.
Full moon. And there's just Sterling rapidly, every time I take a step, he's trying to pull it back up.
And how many people do you think saw the full moon?
Oh, at least 20 people. And the part that kills me is that they were all looking at me because it was time to get back in the boat.
Yeah.
And
full
so
attention.
All eyes on Roy's bare bottom. And it's the thing on the boat that nobody talked about. You know what I mean? It was the unspoken thing.
Yeah.
But I know that
you didn't say anything. Hey, everybody get a good view.
Yeah, Roy's y'all could at least buy me a shot.
Yeah.
Well, I did make a comment when we were trying to get back on the bus. Let me tell you something.
You're getting back onto a lot of things. You got to get back onto the boat, back onto the bus.
Yeah.
When we got off the boat, get to the bus to go back to the resort, we get on this, they call it a bus. I call it an oversized van. Okay? And they call it a bus, though. And so we get on, and it's sitting two seats on the left, two seats on the right. Well, it's a van. It's not designed to have two. It's not an airplane with an aisle.
Right.
Yeah.
Your van can't do that. So I get on, and because I had to use the restroom, everybody was already on the bus.
So there's one seat for you to choose
from. And it's in the back.
Oh.
And so I already tell people, I'm like, guys, we're family at this point. You've seen me enough. It's going to be tough. Me getting on this bus is going to be tough.
That's rude to begin with. Just bus etiquette, you just go to the back so that everybody can file in.
And I was kind of hoping that people would see me and go, maybe we can shift some people around.
Right.
Because I can't squeeze through these.
Nobody did that?
Nobody did that. Hmm. So what I had to do, because I have a belly.
Was somebody riding shotgun?
So get this. They had this is the way they did it. Two people in the shotgun, and then right behind shotgun, two people. And
one seat.
So they tried to sit four people in shotgun.
Yeah, so there's not even really enough room on this bus.
There's no room. And it's an oversized van. It's not a bus.
This sounds legal.
I don't know how they get away with it. I don't know how. So I have to, because of my belly, I have to almost pick up my belly and slide it through to get around these people. And after 5 minutes, I finally get wedged in this seat and I can't move. And then some tour guide comes on the bus and goes, hey, who's going to Hard Rock?
No.
And I said, we are. He goes, that's the furthest one, so we're going to put you in a separate vehicle. And so everyone on the bus dies laughing because they just witnessed me struggle for 5 minutes to sit down.
Oh, you poor thing.
So I,
I want to hug you.
I had to squeeze through, wiggle through all these people on the way out. And my butt's hitting people in this shoulder. My belly's hitting people in the face. I'm assaulting everyone. And so I finally get off that. And then I go to a separate bus. And I'm like, hey, this is great. I got a whole bus to myself. It's fantastic.
I picture this music playing when Roy's
sorry, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me.
But it'd be going a lot slower because I'm sliding through. But the strangers, they put us on a bus, and then we have a layover. They took the bus to a gas station where I waited for just a regular car to pick us up. It was the strangest thing.
That is so strange, and I can't believe you did it.
Thing.
Let me ask you this. When you got back on the bus, you said you were the last one to get on because you had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Did that include, was Sterling with you?
Yes.
He needs to get on the bus and
bless his heart. He's pushing me
through.
Hold
a seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but we didn't think it was going to be an issue because when I heard the first bus that we got on, it wasn't 2 and 2. It was just 2 and 1.
Mm. Yeah.
So that gave you enough room to kind of squeeze down the aisle. Then they do 2 and 2. Man, when I tell you, it wasn't an aisle. Like, even skinny people were rubbing against people.
Oh, I get
it. That's my thing.
So,
I'm like, just common courtesy. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
so everyone saw my butt, and then everyone had at least one of my body parts touch them.
Still to come.
Hey, you guys, how was your trip? You know, the family just getting back to, like, Denver. I was assaulted by some radio DJ in Charlotte. What? Getting on and off the bus.
Yeah.
It wasn't intentional.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Roy. Love the stories. We'll have more stories about vacation coming up this week. In fact, in just about 15 minutes, Loren's going to tell us about what happened in Italy.
I almost got arrested.
I got to hear this.
Oh, my gosh.
But up next, the Whisper app put it up there. We're going to discuss it. The rude comments made on your significant other on the wedding day by your family members. Rude comments that someone from your family said to you about your new significant other on the wedding day. We'll read a couple, and of course, we want you to chime in, too.
Dick Browns Avenue, a disabled vehicle. South Tryon at 485, a disabled vehicle. Idlewild near Margaret Wallace, eastbound. And Old Statesville, just south of 485 near Reams. Traffic sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions and zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
It's a brand new, awesome spot. It's huge. It is happening in Ballantyne, and we want you to come out to Ray Farms. That's what we're talking about. We're doing something really cool called Scoops and Sweets. It's happening this Saturday. Now, it's going on from 11 to 4. I'll be emceeing the event from 2 to 4. So if you have an affinity for the MRL show, I advise you to be out there between 2 and 4 so we can hang out together. Thanks to Cineholic and Everbrook Academy and, of course, Kiss 95.1.
Also, we went on vacation, and we want to send you on vacation. Corona wants you to find your beach with trips to Florida all summer long. Register online at kiss95.1.com. Then listen Fridays at 7:20 for your name.
Rude comments that your relatives made to you on the wedding day. Coming up next. So the Whisper app, yeah, that app is awesome. It's almost like our Confession Wednesday.
Yeah,
it's true.
People just get the app and they confess a bunch of things anonymously. But by the way, we will do that on the radio coming up here in about an hour at 7:50. Also, in less than 10 minutes from now, Loren almost arrested.
Yeah.
In Italy.
It was bad.
All right, we're going to get to that, but we do have a spot here where we want to hear from you guys. What is the craziest thing that someone said to you on your wedding day? Maybe it was a family member, maybe it was a friend. Something that on your wedding day when you're supposed to be celebrating, you're like, what did you just say to me?
Yeah. Well, grooms did take to the Whisper app and let us in on some of the things that they've heard that mm-hmm. were just awful. And, you know, I've had friends that have gotten married that you attend the wedding and you're like, this is a bad thing. Like, this isn't, you know.
It's not going to last.
No, but you would never speak out of line and say some of these things. So these grooms have heard everything from so much congratulations, but remember, your new wife has a lot of student debt.
Yeah, sounds like my right off the bat. Sounds like something a family member of mine would say.
Yeah, like now you're marrying into
dead.
Yeah, thanks. How a mother-in-law asked, "How long do you think it'll last?" I give it 3 years.
Oh my gosh,
that's the mother-in-law.
You know, Dallas was in a wedding, and the father of the groom kind of asked him the same situation, and he wasn't a big fan of the bride. And he was like, I don't feel comfortable asking this question. And the father-in-law was like, oh, they'll never make it. There's a prenup. There's this. There's that. And, you know, that puts you in a bad position as the best man or as a groomsman. Yeah. And then another one that they've heard is this is my daughter. When the father-in-law was introducing the new husband, this is my daughter's first husband.
Oh, why would he? Oh, because they're going to.
They're going to get a divorce and she's going to get married again.
Yeah.
And then
it's kind of funny.
That is kind of funny. It's like being like, hey, you're my future ex-husband.
Yeah, that's funny. Not at a wedding.
No, that's true. 704-570-9595. Or of course you can text us to the same number, 704-570-9595. If you have a story about what someone said to you that was crazy on your wedding day.
Another one was, you weren't her first choice, but I guess you'll do.
Oh my gosh.
Like all things, like just situational awareness. Maybe you're trying to break the ice during a speech, but it doesn't go over so well. Yeah. Maybe try that material out before you get to the wedding.
It's supposed to be a happy day, but my family keep it real to a fault. Like everything you said is something I could see my dad saying.
Right, I could see that with your family.
Yeah, or like my mom being like, my mom's like, at my wedding, this didn't happen, but I could see the conversation like, you know, hey, congratulations, your new daughter-in-law is so pretty, and you know, like blah blah blah. Yeah, I know, but like, I think she controls him a little much.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. She just told him where to stand today. He had no say in any of this.
Oh, this is definitely not his wedding. It's her wedding the whole way.
Somebody sent a text from area code 704 and said that their dad said to them on the wedding day about their new wife, say goodbye to your money. All she wants is your wallet.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kind of glad. I mean, you're never glad, but like nobody ever said anything kind of crazy at my wedding. There was a moment where like my best man on my side of the altar jokingly said, all right, this is your last chance to run.
Yeah, that's funny.
But that was to me, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in Rachel from Hickory. Rachel, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What'd someone say at the wedding, Rachel?
So my stepfather, his dad was at the wedding, and he approached me as I was going up to get more food. And he said to me, hey, do you really want to get seconds? You might get fat again.
Oh. No. Grandpa.
So I didn't get seconds.
Oh.
What? I'd have thrown my seconds plate on him.
And then I would have stared at him while I was eating my food, too.
Man. Thanks, Rachel.
All right, this is Karen and Concord.
Whoa. Sorry. No.
Why would you put that call through, Producer Nicole? Can you say that on the radio?
Karen's...
No!
Oh, my God!
Karen's mother-in-law asked her if she was, like, basically good at moving furniture.
Yeah.
That's the way we'll say that.
Yeah.
All right, why Loren almost ended up in an Italian jail coming up in less than 5 minutes. Loren, before you get to your story about almost being arrested in Italy, we got a text message from area code 704 that said, my husband's ex showed up to the reception to pick up their kids. I overheard her ask my husband's boss if the child support was the same.
Oh, boy.
For the new wife.
Wow.
I don't know. And then someone else said, my husband's father continued to refer to me as the girl in the white dress throughout the entire night. Yeah, we're exes now.
The girl.
I refuse to call you his wife.
You and that girl in the white dress over there.
Oh my gosh. So I told you guys we had an awesome time in Italy, but there were a couple hiccups along the way. One, I left Dallas and Madrid on the way home because he didn't quite make it to get on the second flight. But we had another, I don't want to say scary moment, but there was a moment where I thought I was going to jail.
Oh, what'd you do?
To me, it was silly, but apparently it was a big deal. So we rented, you know, in Europe, the scooters are a big thing. And our last day in Rome.
Like the motorcycle scooters or the stand-up ones?
The motorcycle, the ones you sit on.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. And Dallas was completely against it from go, by the way. Like, he hated the idea. But we rented these two scooters. And in Rome, you have to have certain permits to drive down certain streets. Well, we thought that that just pertained to vehicle, like cars.
Yeah.
And we ended up trying to get down to Trevi Fountain. And there's all these, like, back streets, little back streets that you have to go through. Well, there are, like, military personnel everywhere in Rome right now because it's heightened security. And we're on our way down this little path, and all of a sudden, this guy in a military uniform and, like, an AK jumps out in front of us and starts screaming at us.
Oh, my gosh.
And stop.
In Italian.
Well, stop is the same in Italian as it is in English. So he's yelling, stop. And he's also yelling, come, whatever it was the equivalent of walk. And I'm like,
Wonk.
What?
Yeah, Roy's like, what?
So,
bro, I ain't wonking.
I think he's telling us, like, hey, stop. You're driving down the middle of the thing. You got to move over to the side. So I'm like, I keep going. And he proceeds to now start almost running at me and Ooh. With his hand up yelling, stop. So I stop the scooter. Dallas is behind me. And this guy is, like, up in my face, like, yelling at me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what I did. And he keeps yelling this.
Does he realize you're.
Kaminar. I don't know what it was, but it was.
I mean, you look every bit of Italian as possible, but does he realize that you're American?
No, not at this point. So he is like a flood of Italian sentences. And sometimes I can hold my own, but in a panic, I'm not hearing anything except for words.
Sure.
And at first I grew up in an Italian household, so everything sounds escalated, even if they're telling you to, like, slow down, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, maybe this isn't that big of a deal. And he pokes Dallas in the chest. Oh. And I'm like, oh, God, we're going to jail.
Whoa.
What's he want?
He wanted us to walk the scooters.
All that just to walk the scooter?
I guess you can't take a motorized vehicle down that path. You have to, like, physically walk it around.
See, here I am thinking that the prime minister's, like, down there or something, right? And you're getting too close to him.
So finally he does, like, the motion, like, walk on his hand. And I'm like, oh, we have to walk the... I'm so sorry. And that was the thing.
You walk!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
So escalated, though. I was like, oh, my God, we're going to jail.
Italian jail.
And you know, Dallas probably didn't handle the whole being poked well.
I think we were both in fight or flight mode. Like, we were scared more than anything.
Hey, did you almost get locked up, or did you get in trouble in a foreign country? 704-570-9595.
You know, when we were in the Dominican Republic, there was a period that Sterling thought we were going to get locked up for being gay. And so we were in the... So they have, like...
Because I know some countries are not very gay friendly.
Yeah, they have like they have like this Inter-Humanity Act with America where that they have to recognize gay marriages. But I think
it's still
frowned upon. But I don't think they lock you up. But evidently Sterling... So we were just in the resort. And you know, like, the cop knock... You know what I mean? Like, when a cop knocks on your door, it's a bang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Police.
That's what we got at our resort door, at our hotel door. And then
the middle of the night?
No, it was probably in the afternoon, and we could hear a radio. Of course, they speak a different language on their little walkie-talkie, so we don't know what's being said. So we're sitting there like, it sounds like a cop's at the door. And so Sterling is, like, prepared to barricade himself. I'm not even kidding. Pops up out of bed. He's, like, ready. He's ready to go and, like, to fight for our...
Fight for your rights.
For a right to be gay. Meanwhile, I'm like, calm down. Let me go to the door. Let's see what it is.
Roy's usually the dramatic one. I would love to see the dynamic between you two on vacation.
Yeah. And then I opened the door, and it was a maintenance guy. He was wondering if our AC was broken.
Oh.
Yeah, but he knocked super aggressive.
What do you want? Sir, is your AC working? Why is it to you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice and cool in here.
Actually, it could be a few degrees chillier.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. That's the number to call. Did you get in trouble in a foreign country, and were you afraid you were going to get locked up? When I was in Cancun during my college spring break, the lifeguards had, like, boogie boards, and... If you wanted to rent one, it was kind of expensive, I remember. So our second night there, I realized that they leave the boogie boards underneath the lifeguard stand.
Yeah.
So I took the boogie board and, like, took it and hid it underneath a bunch of trees and branches and stuff. And I was covering
it
up.
So you can have it the next day.
So the next day I can go uncover it and I have the boogie board for free. Well, my buddy sees me do this, and I'm cutting branches, and it's like a movie. I'm hiding it, you know what I mean? Putting leaves on top of it. And my buddy goes, dude, don't look up, but that cop over there watched everything you did, saw everything. And I'm like, up, here I go. I rip everything off. I take it back. I'm like, cleaning it, polishing it. I tell the guy, I was like, no problem, amigo. I'll put it back. And I put it back under the lifeguard chair, and I was like, done.
You don't mess with when you're out in a different country, man. No. That's so scary. Let's bring in Ed and Maiden. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. I love your show.
Thanks, Ed.
I was in the Navy back in the 80s. I was over in the Philippines. Apparently, little kids selling jewelry and watches, you know, they come up and they hand it to you to look at. And I guess at that point, you're supposed to buy it because I tried to give it back, and they started yelling for the cops to come over. So the cops came over, and I guess I had to buy it.
Yeah, I heard that they run scams like that in some countries where, yeah, the police are involved in the whole thing, and then they end up taking some of the money and so do the kids. Yeah.
Well,
Ed, we appreciate your service, bud. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Where's the jewelry now, by the way? Loren's just wondering.
All right, this is Scott in Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing well, bud.
All right, so when I was stationed in the Air Force in Turkey, I lived off base with a bunch of guys and we had a maid, and the maid was stealing clothes. We didn't know it. And when I finally found out and got the cops involved, they gave her till 8 o'clock that night to bring the clothes back. Well, about 7:30, we got a crowd of about 60 people in the front yard screaming, yelling at the house, kind of up in arms. And cops had to come, and there was a lot of guns and a lot of people screaming, yelling like riot
over clothes.
she was stealing other things too, but clothes was a big thing that I saw her brother wearing one of my shirts on base.
Oh my gosh!
But these people that were protesting, rioting, were probably thinking that you were just trying to set her up, right? They were for her. Bad Americans.
I bet she brought her whole family, like she was stealing stuff for the family, and the entire family came.
Pitchfork.
Well, it was her family and probably half the village. So yeah.
Let us in.
Well, thanks for your service, bud. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
704-570-9595 at the MRL show is a way you can get in touch with us. We're on Facebook Live currently.
Yeah, we got like 5 cameras set up here in the studio. It's like watching a TV show. If you look Kiss 95.1 up on Facebook, you can share your story there. We have Michael, Alley, and Katie and Pam, a bunch of people commenting there.
704-570-9595. When did you get in trouble in a foreign country?
You got to get them. Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Diamonds Direct is doing the unthinkable, the unbelievable.
What is that?
They have this massive ring sale going on.
I heard it's the biggest ring sale they've ever had.
You know, I don't know how would they do it, because we always talk about Diamonds Direct, and we're like, you know, they can't beat it. They can't beat this promotion.
Yeah, they always best themselves.
Then they find a way to beat the promotion again.
Yeah, thousands of engagement rings, designer rings, all wedding bands, all eternity bands, all colored gemstone rings. All stackable rings. They're all on sale now at their already great prices, but everything is marked down.
And they have special financing up to 48 months right now as well. And they're open Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday this weekend.
I got to go for that push present. Amanda wants a wedding band. She doesn't have one.
Can I help you pick one?
Yeah, her ring. Yes, Roy, her ring looked good when we bought it without a band. We decided.
Okay.
Now she wants one. I think that it's going to be her push present.
That's good.
Okay.
All right, go see our friends. Diamonds Direct on Sheeran Road across from the South Park Mall.
Well, I will. Sounds really good.
Individual results may vary.
My daughter was real.
There, Old Statesville Road near Gibbon, and still clearing that accident East Moorhead at Kenilworth. Traffic sponsored by Duke Energy. Duke Energy is working hard to build a smarter energy future for you with more renewables and a stronger, more resilient and secure energy grid. Learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
Register at kiss95.1.com for your chance to win a revolutionary Mix NY beach towel that is lightweight, sand-free, antibacterial, and fast-drying, plus has a water-resistant zip pocket.
Cool. Hey, and don't forget to join us this Saturday. Kiss 95.1 will be out there from 11 to 4 at Ray Farms, right in front of the Miller Street Dance Studio. It's right in that parking lot there. Ray Farms, a really cool new place in Ballantyne. I'll be out there from 2 to 4 as we have scoops and sweets. That's like ice cream and candy. It's delicious. It's going to be a delicious day of fun this Saturday right here from Kiss 95.1 at Ray Farms. Roy, there's a couple people that are still on hold that want to tell us about their almost getting busted in a foreign country like Loren did.
Okay.
Loren, you almost went to jail.
Yeah, we took a scooter down a street that no motorized vehicles were allowed down, and military personnel jumped out in front of us and started screaming at us in Italian.
Let's bring in Caitlin. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us what happened.
So when I was like 16, I got nominated to do this student ambassador program. It's called like People to People, really cool. And they sent us to Europe. We went to 6 different countries you know, so we're over there, and I think we're in the Netherlands when this happened. And I didn't realize, you know, that people dressed up as characters and got their picture taken, and you had to pay. Like, that's, like, their job. Mm. I had, you know, no idea. So we're walking down a street, and I see, like, this guy in all silver or whatever. I'm like, that's interesting. What? So I go to take a picture of him, and he, like, holds his, like, you know, middle finger out in front of his face, and, like, you know, I'm kind of shocked with that. And then he just starts screaming, and then I hear, like, police, you know, because I'm stealing from him, and that's his business, you know. You know, we had no idea, so I was scared to death at, like, 16.
Oh, my gosh. But, so did you eventually pay him?
No, well, we were just walking so fast. Like, he wasn't in the area where they, like, display. He was just kind of, like, in a side area.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I guess I didn't recognize it. But, yeah, it was pretty wild.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Thanks, Caitlin. Loren, like, before you go to Italy, you've been over there a bunch of times now.
Yeah.
But if you go to, like, Dubai or, like, a new country, you should probably read up on, like,
some
of the things that are a green light and some of the things that are a red light. I thought everything went in the Netherlands. I thought that was a party over there. Oh, I can't push Jeff,
All right, here we go. Jeff and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Another military guy.
Okay,
Roy, a lot of military stories. Yeah. Obviously, you guys are overseas
a lot, right?
Yeah, we get deployed a lot.
So tell us what happened, man.
Well, I was Air Force air crew. I worked on the C-130 aircraft. And when we get deployed, we have to take the aircraft with us and bring it back.
We have one thing, one job, Jeff. When you take the airplane,
bring it back. Return it.
Jeff, I was just pretending to be your commander.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, buddy.
But
I quit. This is my last day.
From one of these deployments, we actually had to stop for the night over in Italy. Hi, Loren.
What happened to you?
Since we had spent the last 4 months over in the desert, everybody went and hit the bars.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Then after a bit, a couple of us decided to go meet up with the guys over in the other hotel.
Okay.
Unfortunately, one of my fellow younger loadmasters decided that while we were there at that other hotel, he would step out on the balcony and hawk a loogie on a car in the parking lot. This wasn't that bad.
No, I mean, it sounds like an Atlanta Falcons football game.
Right.
Yeah. The only problem was that he was 6'3", and the balconies on the railings on these balconies, as Lauren can attest, is really low.
Okay.
And when you're drunk, you have no sense of balance.
Did he fall off the balcony?
And where's the plane?
He literally flipped himself off the balcony.
Oh, no. Did he fall into the car where he honked the loogie? Oh, okay.
No.
He's just killing your dirty on the 30 time, by the way, with this story.
I'll wrap this up really quick. He flipped himself off of the second floor balcony.
Okay. Oh. Good.
Landed. He lived amazingly after landing on the cement sidewalk. However, when he landed, one of his ribs broke.
We don't need. Hold on a second. Jeff, I love you, and I love the fact that you're calling in every single detail. And this is partly producer Nicole's fault. She's supposed to tell you off the air to get to the point. I heard that you didn't come back with the plane. What happened to the plane?
The plane was fine.
Okay.
The guy when he landed, how he landed.
Yeah, I know. He broke a rib.
But how do you go to jail for a rib?
And then pop back in.
Ooh,
the paramedics who picked him up said that it looked like he had been shot or stabbed.
Ooh.
So the police rounded up
The
loadmaster superintendent, the loadmaster chief evaluator, and myself and one other younger loadmaster.
Are you a loadmaster something?
I swear I didn't mean to hang up on him.
Did you hang up on him?
I swear I didn't mean to.
What's wrong with you?
I just went to, like, I was getting ready to, and then my finger, I accidentally hung up on him.
Your finger has a mind of its own.
First of all, I'm not even supposed to be able to control that line.
Yeah, I'm the controller of that line. How did you? Now he's never going to listen to the show again.
Good job, man.
Sorry.
We already tried to tell him to hurry it up, and then you hang up on him. He's going to hate our show.
I know. We're sorry.
Maybe we could trick him. Hold on. Hold on. Follow me.
Okay. All right.
It's Woody and Wilcox. Time right now is 7:26.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I'm so sorry, Ed, right? That was his name.
I don't know.
Ed, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to. Okay.
Jeff.
Yeah,
his name is Jeff.
Okay, Loren, what's going on in Hollywood? Please save us.
All right, so is baby number four on the way for Jay-Z and Beyonce? Speaking of being abroad, they're doing a slew of European tour right now. And they were not only in Paris and this happened, but it also happened in Rome. And now it is sparking pregnancy rumors. On stage, Beyonce has a little solo that she does, and at the very end, she is rubbing her stomach, just like she did in her first pregnancy announcement.
Really?
So people are now thinking that baby number four is on the way. Of course, nothing's been confirmed yet, but it has happened multiple times on this tour. Now, it could very well just be part of the choreography, but people want baby number four.
I feel like things happen so fast with Beyonce that I'm still on Blue Ivy. Like,
Sir and Remy never happened. Yeah. You're still on the first one.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Khloe Kardashian, she had her baby in April, and she's already lost 33 pounds. She's saying that it is due to exercise and breastfeeding, which we all know breastfeeding has a ton of benefits, but it also apparently helps you lose weight.
Yeah, Amanda went to a breastfeeding class this weekend.
Oh,
she didn't do well with Dean. She's going to really try harder with baby Ruby.
I made it, I guess, 3 months with Cash, and I'd like to, you know, next time around, try a little bit longer.
Yeah, we have a pumping room here now for you.
Yeah, so when I came back to work from maternity leave, we had no idea that there was a pumping room. So I was hiding in our office, which has a camera in it, in the corner, so I couldn't be in shot of the camera.
Yeah, kick the interns out. Now, what's wrong with the pumping room?
The pumping room is at the vending machine. So if you're ordering something, you can look through the vending machines and see to
There's
the pumping
no wall.
Room.
Oh, that's going to be fixed. When baby number two comes, that will be fixed.
I'd be getting me a Diet Coke. Hey, Loren, how's it going in there?
And by the way, it's always locked. Like, nobody offered me a key or anything for it.
Yeah, you have to know someone to get the key.
You gotta know somebody who knows somebody. All right, Imagine Dragons got a new song. It's called Natural, and this has already been chosen for the anthem for this year's ESPN college football season.
Yeah, you're a natural, living your life a pro. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
This has to be in the new Creed movie coming out, too. Like, I could totally see that as a boxing anthem.
For sure. That's your dirty for now.
Well, hold on a second. Jeff's back on the phone.
Is he? Okay, I was about to say. Let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. If Jeff calls, we literally just don't have time.
Yeah, but Jeff can play Can't Beat Loren if he's lucky enough
to
get through. Yes. Okay.
Hey.
Avery, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, we're great. You are playing Can't Beat Loren.
I'm excited. Third time's a charm, hopefully.
Ooh, returner. Ever won before or tied?
I tied you the first time, lost the second time.
Okay. Let's see how you do today.
All right, go ahead and get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. If you look us up on Facebook Live, if you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, you can actually see she's out of the studio where she cannot hear these questions.
Okay, Avery in Rock Hill, here we go. Question number one for you in Can't Beat Loren. What female rapper is reportedly rejecting $100,000 offers for a picture of her new baby culture?
Cardi B.
And Queen B was seen rubbing her belly on the recent stop in Paris on the Beyonce and Jay-Z concert. How many kids do Beyonce and Jay-Z currently have?
Three.
Miley Cyrus has quietly deleted everything off of her Insta, and we're thinking it may be a sign of a new project that's on the way. True or false, she's dating Chris Hemsworth.
Isn't she engaged? Is that a trick question? False? Engaged?
Okay. Question four. Dennis Rodman says that he wants to bring Kanye with him to North Korea the next time he goes. What sport would we watch Dennis Rodman playing?
Basketball?
Roy, that's right.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I just didn't know if you knew. Okay, question number five. Director Josh Lucas wants to do a sequel to Sweet Home Alabama. What actress starred in that movie?
Reese Witherspoon.
All right, come on in, Loren.
All right, she got them all correct. We're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay. She backed into one of the answers, which is pretty funny.
What do you mean backed into?
Well, she got it right, but for the wrong reason.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Don't say anything.
All right,
okay.
All right.
What female rapper is reportedly rejecting $100,000 offers for a picture of her baby culture?
Cardi B.
And Queen B was spotted rubbing her belly in Paris on the Beyonce Jay-Z concert tour. How many kids do Bay and Jay have?
Currently, three.
Miley Cyrus has quietly deleted everything off of her Instagram, and we're thinking it's a sign that she's got a new project on the way. True or false, Miley is dating Chris Hemsworth?
False.
Dennis Rodman said that he wants to bring Kanye with him the next time he visits North Korea. What sport can we watch Dennis Rodman playing? If he was going to play his sport?
He's retired. Basketball.
And question five, director Josh Lucas wants to do a sequel to Sweet Home Alabama. What actress starred in that movie?
Reese Witherspoon.
And by the way, I heard she might have said yes as well.
Darn it.
Yes.
I was hoping for a win.
You got them all correct. It's a tie.
Which one did she back into?
She backed into the Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, she goes, isn't she gay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say false.
Engaged.
Oh, engaged. Is that what you said? I thought you said gay.
No, engaged.
She's engaged to the other Hemsworth boy.
They're both beautiful. Gay, which made me laugh. I was like, no, she's dating one of them.
All right, Avery, not quite a win. It is a tie. You know what I want to hear.
Yeah, my name's Avery from Rock Hill, and I can't beat around, but I sure can tire.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Avery, tying you once again.
Ooh.
Good for you. Well, we got to move into the judgment-free zone thanks to our friends and a proud sponsor of the MRL Show studio, Planet Fitness.
Yes, it's called Confession Wednesday. You call in. We will not judge you. You just get the deep, dark secret off your chest. Could be something lighter. Could be something silly. Whatever you've been holding on to that no one else knows, call 704-570-9595 and reveal the secret.
We have been talking all week about our vacations. So why don't we throw out vacation confessions today?
Oh, okay.
We're back. What do you guys think? Confession vacations. What happened on your vacation that nobody knows about?
The Manny Roy.
Got a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny Roy and Loren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Kiss 95.1.
Ultimate Charlie Puth Experience. Going to hook you up here in about 10 minutes with a game called Finish the Lyric. You not only get to go into the show to see Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld at the PNC, but you also get to go to the sound check where you get to wear an ear monitor to hear them warm up. And during the show, you'll be able to go into like the press area where you can take photos of him and get up close and personal.
It's an exclusive here on the MRL show. Like Roy was just saying, you can't win that. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, you can't buy that. You can only win it.
Right.
And no other radio show is getting you that close to Charlie Puth.
No. You walk only past everybody to go take pictures and become the official Kiss 95.1 photographer.
So we'll be doing that coming up here in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
We got some movie passes for you, some future movies coming out. And if you call Confession Wednesday, give us your confession. Nicole will put you in the running. And one person will win a pair of tickets to go see a movie that's coming. Just a little something to freshen up the pot for you.
704-570-9595. Call in for Confession Wednesday.
We're looking for vacation confessions today.
And this is Taylor from Fort Mill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
I'm so embarrassed about this.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. Go ahead. You're first.
This is judgment-free. Don't be embarrassed.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So I went on this cruise with a few of my girlfriends a couple years back. And I had this bracelet from my then boyfriend. He's my husband now. Okay. That he gave me that used to be his mom. And his mom had passed away. So it was really special. And I wore it all the time. And one of the nights on the cruise, we were kind of drunk. And we were, you know, standing on the, you know, on the ship, looking out at the ocean. And one of my friends asked if she could try it on. And when I was taking it off, it fell overboard.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I felt so terrible. So I told him it got stolen because I didn't want to admit that I was careless.
Yeah.
And he ended up calling the cruise and, like, filing this whole complaint. And I ended up getting the refund of me $1,500 towards my next cruise.
Wow.
And that was... I would be afraid to say that they would like pull the security cams on the boat or something and then see that I dropped it overboard. Like that would be my fear by saying, hey, somebody took it.
Yeah, but she,
yeah, it's kind to like have it, you know what I mean? I couldn't tell him the truth, and I thought it would just be disappointed, but then he just kind of went with it, and at that point I felt like I needed to just go along with it.
Yeah,
because
I didn't want to tell him lies.
Exactly. I mean,
now you're stuck in it.
I see what you're saying, because if you say like, no, don't call. I did it. I dropped it. Like,
right.
He'd be really upset at you.
Right. Now you got to stick to it.
So does he know now, or did you go on first of all, have you gone on the next cruise?
Yeah, we just got on our honeymoon.
Oh.
A couple of years later. Yeah.
That's good.
I mean,
what do you think would happen if he found out today?
I don't know. I think he'd be really disappointed. It was really special. It meant a lot to him because his mom is passed.
Yeah, of course.
And I think he'd still be pretty upset, especially because I lied. That'd probably be the worst part now.
I guess that's the thing, because it's something that is irreplaceable. You know, you can't buy that again.
Well,
you guys will end up in like a Titanic museum one day, and he'll be like, "Hey, oh my God, there's my bracelet!" Like they accidentally pulled it up. It's on Rose's hand.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Taylor. If you want to get on with Confession Wednesday, call 704-570-9595. Judgment free zone, just like it is at Planet Fitness, the sponsor of our studio in Confession Wednesday.
5 minutes away from sending someone to the Charlie Puth show from Kiss. Here we go. We are looking for caller number 9 right now. You win a pair of tickets to go see Charlie Puth July 27th along with Haley Steinfeld at the PNC Pavilion. But that's not all.
No, this is the Charlie Puth experience exclusively with the MRL Morning Show. No other show is going to get you this close to him. You get not only access to the sound check where you get to put an ear monitor in and listen to him, but you also, here's the best part, you get to blow past people sitting in their seats, get to the press area, and take photos of him. Be like the Kiss 95.1 entertainment reporter, pretty much.
All you gotta do is finish this lyric. What's the next line there? 704-570-9595. Finish the lyric. And you win the ultimate opportunity to hang at the Charlie Puth Show.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
While we wait for producer Nicole to score us caller number 9, I'd like to go back to that confession that we got from Taylor.
The girl who had the sentimental bracelet that she accidentally threw overboard on a cruise, lied to her boyfriend, said that it was stolen. Now, they're now married, and he ended up reporting it to the cruise, and she ended up getting $1,500 towards her next cruise.
Okay, how many of us in here would have done what she did, which was let the significant other go as far as to call the cruise because you didn't want to get in trouble for losing it?
I mean, once you say it, you know, how do you?
So you would.
That's going to make me sound really shady, but I think I would.
Roy?
I think I'd just let it ride.
I mean, you have nothing to lose.
This is
until they pull a security camera.
Okay, then you come clean. But if they don't, like they didn't, she
deny.
She got $1,500 to another cruise. They were very nice to her.
I know. That's just the karma behind it too. Kind of scares me.
The lying
part
of it.
Well, and you get the $1,500 back, but like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so. This is going to sound really bad too, Loren. If I was in the relationship and I knew that I was just in the relationship for fun and that I didn't really see anything long term,
mm-hmm.
I would probably lie.
But they're married now too.
But if I was at the time thinking, I could see a future, I mean, I wouldn't want that hanging over me. Knowing that I lied about something so sentimental, I don't know if I would have lied if I saw a future. But if this is something that we've been only dating for like 2 months and I plan on moving on at some point.
Well, somebody from a 980 area code texted us and said, good move because she ended up with a honeymoon cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So now, even if she tells him, it's evened out.
No.
I agree with 980.
But that was a sentimental piece of jewelry from his mom.
I don't know. I maybe actually would also try to like Google it, see if I could find a version of it and replace it. I don't know where it's
that.
That's true. I don't know. I agree with you, 980. I think that's awesome. It's evened out now. If he finds out, you can be like, but honey, we got a $1,500 honeymoon cruise.
I don't know if I'd try to play. You might just want to apologize at that point.
I'd still apologize, but I'd say, hey, look what happened.
We got a cruise on.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, this is Holly. No, I'm sorry. This is Molly in Mooresville. Molly in Mooresville, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you.
You are calling number 9, so you are going to get tickets.
You're going to get tickets
to see Charlie Puth, Haley Steinfeld, and you're also now in the running. All you have to do is finish this lyric.
All right.
Charlie Puth Show, you get tickets to go see him. Also, you're in the running for the big grand prize. You get to go to the sound check. You get to blow past everyone and go to the press section where you get to take photos of Charlie Puth.
We will announce that winner 7:20 Friday morning.
That is so awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're going to have the best Instagram.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Before we let you go, Molly, you heard our conversation right before we picked up on you about the bracelet. How would you play that?
I'm sorry, about the bracelet?
Yeah, we had a confession where this woman dropped the bracelet over the boat. Her boyfriend gave it to her. It was from his mom, very special. She passed away, and she dropped it over the boat. She said it got stolen. Would you have told the truth, or would you have lied about it?
Oh, I probably would have told the truth just because I would have been too afraid to do anything else. I'm a bad liar.
Yeah, that sounds like the right answer. All right, thanks, Molly. Hold on a second, okay?
All right, thanks so much.
Okay. Man, what a crazy show this morning.
I know.
Between that phone call that we got earlier.
And to me, the show's blowing by so fast. I look at the clock and I'm like, we've already gone through 2 hours?
Man. Let's discuss this real quick. And we want you guys to chime in, 704-570-9595. If your friends, let me put it this way. You're friends with a couple. They split. Okay?
All right.
Do you then ask your significant other to not hang out with the guy anymore because...
Oh, pick sides.
Plus now he's single.
Okay. Well, that's like adding another layer. So like so in this make-believe scenario, Amanda wouldn't want you hanging out with the guy because she doesn't want you around single people, or she doesn't want you hanging around the guy because...
No, because she picked a side. So now...
So you need to pick the side with her.
Right.
Yeah. This is kind of going on in our lives where you picked up... I wasn't going to say it, but yes, I didn't want to put their stuff on the street. But yes, Amanda and I are friends with a couple. They're separated right now.
Mm-hmm.
I really like him, but she's like, A, we don't have anything in common with them anymore because they used to be like our dinner friends and they have a kid and he would come over and play with Dean. But now that's gone because they're not going to come over together. And she's like, I don't want him just to come over because he's single now and he's going to, you know, try and drag you into that world she's thinking.
Really? You think
yeah,
so?
I kind of vibe that that's what she's...
I would think that she's really just picking a side and wants you to pick the side with her.
That's what I think. Because Dallas and I just went through this. And I had a friend that we had a couple that broke up. And I was friends with her. And he was friends with a guy. And I'm not going to tell him he can't hang out with the dude. And my girlfriend just had to understand that. And now they're back together anyway. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, that worked out. Could you imagine if could you imagine if you drew a line in the sand and that would make it even more complicated?
But they're so fickle as a couple that that's why I didn't draw the line in the sand. Because I know you two are going to circle back around at some point.
So you would have no problem with Dallas hanging out with a single guy?
No.
That's interesting. Because their wants and needs are different now.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean every time they go out or hang out, the guy's going to be looking for tail.
It doesn't really change.
Nice, Lauren.
Sorry, I just.
It was a good clip. We'll save that. Pull that immediately.
Get her tail.
You're going to hear that in a rejoin 80 times. 704-570-9595 is the studio line to call if you want to join the conversation and be part of the MRL radio family.
Yeah, have you ever been in this position before? Because it's kind of where Amanda and I are at now. This couple, we used to go to dinner with them. They're still married. They're just separated. He's living in an apartment, and he's invited me over to the apartment and stuff. And she's like, do you really want to go?
Is there any chance that they will get back together?
Possibly. I don't think so. It's not cheating. It's just amicable differences. Mm-hmm. He lost his job and hasn't really found anything new. And he's
They're not
just
going through like couples therapy or anything like that.
No, okay. He's kind of in like a little bit of a dark spot, which is why I said, well, I really don't want to just leave him to hang high and dry. I'd like to go play Xbox with him and hang out. And she's like, but what if all of a sudden, you know, he's got his girlfriend over there and she brings a friend? Like, why do you want to be around that?
Yeah.
What's the problem with that?
I wasn't mad at that. It's just not for me. Like, I'm a married man.
Does he have a bad personality?
No, he's funny.
Then what does it matter?
Yeah.
Because, like,
and by the way, Amanda hasn't said any of this. I'm just asking you guys if there's going to be something there.
Sure. No, I got you.
You know?
But, like, if
he's giving you a reason
to not hang around, you know, like, if he's constantly trashing your other, his ex, which you're still friends with, they'd be like, dude, you can't do that around me.
What if he's like, Manny, I need a wingman. I could be a wingman, right? Even though I'm married.
I
see no issues with that.
I was a great wingman for Nicole. When we were just flirting.
I don't know. Playing wing girl.
I don't think you're a good wingman.
I'm a great wingman.
No, our old producer was straight, and you try to hook her up with women.
Yeah, you were the worst wingman to her.
That's worst. All right, let's bring in Caitlin from Kannapolis. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, so tell us, you're in a situation like this?
Well, I was recently. So my boyfriend, one of his roommates that he wasn't really close with, it was like the one roommate he wasn't that close with. Well, him and his girlfriend broke up, and so then he started hanging out with him more, going out, wingman, all that stuff, trying to be a good friend. I was okay with all of it. And then 3 weeks later, after hanging out with him more, he was like, oh, I realize I don't want to be in a relationship right now. Mm-hmm. So I feel like maybe it is a bad idea to continue to hang out with someone single because it might change your mentality like it did his.
Yeah, Manny would be like, "This is, your life is so amazing.
It's contagious. So the breakup is contagious.
This is the greatest thing ever." All I know is thanks, Caitlin. I've come back from vacation. I told you guys that I was on a quote-unquote date at a pizza place with someone who wasn't my wife, and now I'm bringing this up. Believe me, don't look into this. Don't read into this.
Don't connect the dots.
Don't. There's no dots to connect. But more people are on hold and want to share. Did you ask your significant other to stop being friends with someone after they broke up and got out of a relationship? 704-570-9595.
You gotta get up.
6. Visit ncdot.gov/news/public-meetings for additional info.
So there's a couple that Amanda and I, my wife and I, were friends with, and they were married. Now they're separated. He lives in an apartment. And Amanda's just kind of like, you know, what are we going to do? Are you going to stay friends with him? She has the son, you know, so if she wants to get together with the other mom and Dean, she can do that. But this dude just moved into an apartment. He's got like Xbox and stuff, and he keeps asking me to come over. And she's like, are you going to do it? And I'm like, I don't know if I have that much in common with him anymore. I'm not a single dude who, you know, he's still married, by the way. But like, what if all of a sudden he's like, hey, I got this girl from next door and she's bringing some friends over. Like, do I need to put myself around that?
I mean, he just asked you over for Xbox. Not like he asked you to go peruse the bar.
Boy, that escalated, huh?
Right. He's not saying, hey, drop the keys in a bowl when you come in. You know, it's not a party like that. All right, this is Andre in Statesville. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey,
Andre. You've been in this situation before after like a couple breaks up. Do you stay friends?
So in my particular case, I was friends with this couple. I'm still friends with them. They're my best friends, actually. But back in college, my sophomore year in college, you know, my ex at the time, you know, we're not dating anymore, but, you know, me and my girlfriend at the time, you know, I was friends with this couple, you know, we're friends, and then they had this really bad breakup. It was like right before exams. You know, it was real bad. You know, they didn't want to speak to each other at all. And you know, it looked like it was bad. And they've been high school sweethearts, like, since forever. Like, they met, like, when they were 12, and they kind of, like, started dating in high school, and now they're together. I love them both. They're, like, my good best friends, and I didn't want to pick a side, necessarily.
Yeah.
So what happened was I ended up, you know, kind of talking to both of them and kind of helped mediating the situation, kind of, like, parent-trapping a little bit and kind of sending them back up, and now they're happier than ever. He actually just
told me that he's about to propose within the next couple months.
Wow.
Thanks, Andre.
See, that's great for him, because I tried to do that, and then I got caught in the middle, and they were both mad at me, and I was like, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
I'll cut
both of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard, too. Another couple I was really close with, she cheated on him, and he called me, and he's like, she's going to call you and tell you not to be mad, but dude, like, you and I go way back. I really need your support through this. She called me. I told her never to speak to me again. They got back together.
Isn't that the worst?
That is the worst, because then what do I do?
Right.
I stuck up for you, bro.
Oh, that sucks for you.
Totally.
All right, this is Crystal and Lenore. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Crystal. What do you do after a couple breaks up? Do you stay friends with them?
Yes. Well, my fiance and I we've been together for a while, so we've had a couple friends that have gotten together and broken up. And whether they're wishy-washy couples that get back together or they're like permanent splits, we still hang out with them. I have no problem with him going to hang out with the guys in the relationship, because I trust him enough that if that situation does happen, or like his friends looking for other girls, I trust him enough that I'm like, okay, you can hang out and I know you're not going to do anything.
Right.
Right. Thanks, Crystal. And Amanda could feel, you know, could do the same thing with me. I mean, I'm not going to do anything. It's just personally, do I want to be around that? You know what I mean? Like, the thing we had in common was family life, talking about, you know, struggles of marriage and all that stuff. And that's kind of gone now.
And now all you have is Xbox, which is why I invited you over to play Xbox in the first place.
True. And and somebody else, by the way, sent a text message and said that if you knew them before, it would be a lot easier. And I didn't know
that's
them when
true.
He was single.
Yeah,
I've only known them since they were a couple.
Yeah.
I can see that being complicated.
Yeah. One more.
Hannah and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What would you like to say?
Hey, I've been in this situation, but the opposite side. Like, my ex decided to tell his friends that I became really close to not to hang out with me. And I feel like you should be able to hang out with who you want to hang out with. Because to me, like, I would text them and be like, hey, let's go out, let's go drink, whatever. And they're like, yeah, we can't. And they would come up with some lame excuse not to do it. And then turn around, I found out that my ex was telling people, oh, she's, you know, being a bee. She's not worth hanging out. And so, like, I felt really disappointed in my ex for that. And I felt, like, even more disappointed in the friends that I made through the relationship.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Hannah. Interesting. I mean, I'll keep you guys updated. I don't know. Well, I'm sure he's listening now, and he's like, forget me. And he probably just deleted me out of his phone.
Bring him over. See if he's weird. I mean, if he's good around Dean and you guys like him, maybe he's still fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Of course, selfishly, I'm like, bro, get on that Tinder. What are you waiting for? He's like, man, I'm not even divorced. You know, they're still separated.
Yeah.
Still swipe.
Come on, guys. All right, so Kourtney Kardashian, she's frustrated with her very own boyfriend over an impulse Instagram comment that has caused so much drama from her fans. So Kourtney posted a photo of herself in a big floppy hat in what appears to be a very revealing bikini of her backside, booty to the camera. Well, her boyfriend went onto her Instagram and kind of trolled her and says, this is what you need to show to get likes. So, of course, the Kardashian fans were all up in arms and went on his Instagram and started to troll him. Yeah. If you've ever seen Kourtney Kardashian's boyfriend, he's very good looking and loves to have a shirt off of. So there, her fans went on there and says, this is what you need to show to get likes. Ariana Grande is starring in a new Reebok campaign along with Gal Gadot and Gigi Hadid. It's the Be More Human campaign, and it, of course, is all about accepting yourself and evolving as people and female empowerment.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for them.
And we could be getting a sequel to Sweet Home Alabama. This is one of my favorite movies. If you remember Reese Witherspoon, well, Josh Lucas said that it could happen. And Reese is on board. He already has a plot in mind. He said that he would love to see where the characters are at this point in their life, maybe have gone through a divorce and realized that they are better together. So they're trying to get back together and the whole thing.
Okay. You are on the couch, ice cream, Netflix. You got two movie choices. Legally Blonde, Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama. All day long.
Not a fan of Legally Blonde?
No, I like Legally Blonde. I just really like the boys in Sweet Home Alabama.
Ah, there we go. All right, what's hot? What's trending? What does everybody need to have? What does Loren like?
So Britney Spears is known for not only performing and singing, I'll air quote that, but she is
so
also I love Britney. Listen, I'm a super fan. But let's be honest, she doesn't always sing. She's a great dancer.
Okay.
All right. But she does put out perfumes as well and fragrances, and she just decided to launch her 24th fragrance. This one is going to be a gender-neutral fragrance called Prerogative, and it'll be available at Walmart's this month and then Kohl's in August. But you can get them online or in the stores.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have that link up for you at kiss951.com.
Thanks, Lauren. Hey.
Traffic sponsored by Sycamore at Tivola. Sycamore at Tivola, a new gated apartment community with elevator service and amenities like a putting green, jogging trail, and resort-style pool. This is luxury redefined. Schedule your tour today. SycamoreatTivola.com.
Earlier this morning, Roy, we were talking about the new trend on Miami beaches, and it's the duct-taped bikini, the stick-on bikini. And Loren wasn't opposed to the stick-on bikini.
I'm not necessarily opposed to it. I'd give it a shot.
We got good news and bad news. The good news is we have the duct tape. The bad news is it's not black. It's silver.
That's all right. Silver's a better color for me
There it is. All right. So you are going to give it a shot and put together a duct tape bikini for us?
Sure.
Walk the runway. See how you feel?
Okay.
Keeping up with the trends, Loren.
I know.
You got to do it. All right. Duct tape bikini and so much more happening right here on the MRL show, Kiss 95.1.
So the new trend is evidently these duct taped bikinis. Have you seen this? We gotta post it up on the website if you look it up at kiss951.com. But it's making its way through South Beach.
Yeah, it was on the actual Miami, like they did a fashion show in Miami, Miami Beach fashion show, and these models got on the runway wearing stick-on bikinis. And they say the advantage is that there's, like, no sagginess. You could go different colors. You know, they're easy to do. And speaking of easy to do, Roy, our very own Loren has taken on the challenge to see how easy it is to put together a duct tape bikini.
Loren, where are you?
Yeah, I'm currently in the bathroom. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Are you alone in there?
I'm putting the last finishing touches on my new bathing suit. Now, I will say, I am not a Sports Illustrated model, so I went with a one-piece.
Okay.
But this I think I'm kind of into it.
She's into it. We were doing it as a goof.
When I say I think I lost 10 pounds doing this, because you're basically like taping everything exactly where you want it.
Right, that's what they said. No sagginess.
So, and the tape's like on your skin. Isn't it going to hurt when we peel it off?
Oh, this is going to be hell. I want to go right home and take a shower.
So you made a one piece?
Yeah.
Now,
you okay?
She didn't bring a. Well, yeah. What was that? You good?
It's the tape. I'm still going.
Oh, okay.
Hey, to prove to everyone that you're in the bathroom, flush the toilet.
Oh yeah. Hold on.
You think anybody questioned it? There you go.
To me, I don't know. Toilet flush sound is funny.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, we heard it.
It wasn't really long. That's all you guys, that's all you ladies get is a quick flush.
You should hear the men's.
Yeah.
It's like a portal to the bottom of the earth opens and it sucks you in.
That's the men's. It's not done. It's got 10 more seconds.
Because we clog it up all the time, I guess.
All right, I'm finished with this. Y'all want to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
come on.
The reveal.
Come on in.
And then we'll post
right,
a picture.
One more.
All right,
I think I'm ready.
Come on in.
I can't promise what the back looks like, but
I'm sure you look fine.
If you're just joining us, Loren is putting together what is the latest trend, a duct taped bathing suit.
I'm afraid to run across the hallway.
Come on.
Don't be afraid. You said you look great.
There's like 10 people out in the hallway.
Hey! There she is! I can't believe you made a one piece that quick!
You did make a one piece quickly.
That looks amazing.
You, this is great. Like, literally, I feel like I lost 10 pounds. Everything is just compacted together. I can't breathe.
Look at this thing.
But
let
I think I'm
you.
Into it.
Will you turn around or no?
I don't know if everything's covered.
Does it matter? We saw your pictures on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a little too conservative, if you ask me. That's awesome. I can't believe. Nicole, do you see this? Look what she made.
She did a really good job. So.
So like underneath there is some things underneath the duct tape.
Yeah, I had to leave my underwear on.
Okay,
yeah.
I just want to make sure like it's not.
I don't need pain coming off, yeah. But you know.
All right, head over to @TheMRLShow. Can we post it up on Insta? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, just the front. Let's not. Yeah, I don't know what the back looks like, so.
We'll show you. I'll take a picture and I'll show okay. you. It's not bad. You did great.
That does look
Thanks.
Good.
How much duct tape is left? You used the whole roll?
No, I think I left it in there. But no, I didn't use the whole thing.
Look who comes waltzing in. Producer Nicole. Oh, that's very polite of you. You didn't look. She walked in backwards. Oh. Why'd you walk in back? What are you eating?
What is that?
I was eating a breakfast burrito.
Oh.
But I'm not going to stare.
Really?
I'm fascinated. Look I'm staring.
She, look at how she I did.
It's good. I think I could go into designing swimsuits now.
And it's so shiny.
Good
look
for
at
you.
The
yeah, it's yeah. Not bad.
All right, we'll get it up at the MRL show. Go check that out on our Instagram.
Now it's your turn.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Happy National Hot Dog Day, everybody. We did hot dogs in the studio before we went on vacation a couple weeks ago when we put different toppings on them.
Yeah.
I love hot dogs, but I never can eat them because Sterling hates them. So I never have them at the house.
Yeah, I'm all set with hot dogs.
Oh, so good.
You
JJ's
didn't even,
Red Hot. Mm.
I know. I'm going today.
Are you?
To JJ's. Sure. It's National Hot Dog Day. Loren, you had chocolate on your hot dog
mm-hmm.
when we put. So we got blindfolded before we went on vacation, and each one of us ate a hot dog. I had Fruity Pebbles on mine. Roy, you had ranch on yours.
I did.
And we had more than one person tell us that that wasn't strange.
The ranch?
Yeah, that like they put ranch on their hot dogs.
Yeah, and the taste of it was strange because it was like this milky yet spicy flavor that you were getting when I was blindfolded. I didn't really pick up it was ranch at first. It was like the spicy yet creamy thing.
Well, it's two really strong flavors. I'm sure
yeah.
they
the hot dog
fight each other a little.
They do.
But it's interesting to me to hear from you what you put on something. Like, I think ketchup on chicken is really strange, but my brother does that.
I do it.
You do?
Sometimes. Not all the time, but I have before. I like it with fried chicken.
With like on a bone?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's strange to me. Like, I remember as a kid, chicken nuggets at school, I'd do ketchup. Now I'm more of a barbecue guy. I put barbecue sauce on it. What do you do?
Well, I don't think it's strange, but I like to put chocolate, like Hershey syrup, on donuts, like on a glazed donut.
I can see where that would be good.
Yeah, my dad did that growing up, and I was like, okay. And when I did that in front of Amanda, she's like, what? She's like, no, the glaze should be the glaze. If you want chocolate covered, get chocolate covered.
Yeah.
I was like, I know, but it was something good.
Tastes different.
Mm-hmm. Hot sauce on an omelet.
Oh, see, and I love hot sauce. I cannot eat it on an egg.
Really?
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah, the only thing I like hot sauce with is oysters.
Yeah.
Yeah, hot sauce and an oyster is good.
And you just got into the whole oyster thing.
I did. Well, I almost got out of it, too. I don't want to name the restaurant I went to, but I had
as
my first.
As quickly as you got in.
I had my first bad oyster, man. It was like this oyster that had been pumped on steroids. It was thick and
ooh.
Huge.
Yeah, you got to get the small, really clean ones.
The
yeah.
small, clean ones. And there was barely any juice in it, so it's like I was chewing this weird gray thing.
Mm. Yeah. What's your strange thing that you do to food? Like, what do you guys put mayo, ketchup, mustard on some strange food that freaks people out? 704-570-9595. Kind of in the same line, but not actually the same. My friend, he used to cut his donuts with a fork and knife and eat them that way.
I know. I don't blame him for that. Donuts are very messy and
they
get your fingers sticky.
He's like, it's a cake.
But, you know, I know people.
It's a donut.
It's a stretch.
I know someone who is from Germany, and I believe that's how they eat their sandwiches. They get their sandwiches, and they leave them open face, and they fork and knife it.
Yeah.
Which was really strange to me.
That's big open face. My dad likes that, and we're like Austrian, Roy. That's like
okay.
My great-grandparents were from Austria, so maybe it was a thing that was handed down.
Probably, because I'm like, it's a ham sandwich. Put it together and put it in your mouth.
704-570-9595. Jump on the phone. Do you use, like, I don't know, mayo, mustard, ketchup, any of those toppings on a food that people don't ordinarily do? We want to hear from you.
Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Head over to the Instagram.
At the MRL show, you can see Lauren in a duct-taped bathing suit. We'll get the video posted up later as well.
It's a duct-taped one-piece. It's a new trend.
Yeah. And I guess it was on the runways of Miami Swim Week. Sports mm-hmm. Illustrated did a big thing down there. And it was black duct tape for the girl on the runway, but we only had silver, so yeah. I made it work.
And so who just liked the photo?
The editor of Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
That's hilarious.
That's so funny. At the MRL show, go look at it on Instagram. If you're not friends with us, let's be friends. We're not the weird friends. We're the cool friends.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't even know that Sports Illustrated follows us.
They probably looked up the hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the weird thing you guys put on your food? That's what we're talking about right now. We put, you know, it's National Hot Dog Day, and before we went away on vacation, we each got ourselves blindfolded, and somebody put different toppings on a hot dog. And Roy, you ate the ranch, and people, like more than one person, was like, that's no big deal.
It was disgusting. It is a big deal.
I don't know. I don't think Mike agrees with you.
All right, let's talk to him. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys?
You do the ranch on your hot dog?
I haven't done it in quite a few years, but yeah, I would always put ranch on my hot dog. And I was just a big rat, put ranch on everything.
Hmm.
Everything.
Kind of like that commercial that we run yeah. with the grandma.
Yeah.
I put that ish on everything.
Exactly.
So ranch.
Yeah, wife still, you know, busts my chops about it because I don't like olives. And anytime I bring that up, as long as it doesn't have olives, I'll eat it. Yeah, from the guy who puts ranch on a hot dog.
That's awesome.
What else do you put ranch on that would freak us out? Eggs?
I've had it on eggs before.
That's so gross.
I've also had an omelet with peanut butter and jelly.
An omelet with peanut butter? What goes on?
Seriously.
You're breaking all the food rules.
Yeah. No, I try everything. I'm a trained chef, so I constantly try different concoctions.
What are you trained in?
Are you trained in breakfast
yeah.
tomorrow morning, like starting at 7 or no?
Yeah, come on in.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great day. I love it.
We love our chefs, man.
I was thinking the whole peanut butter and jelly on the eggs could have been like, you know, an accident where maybe you had toast and then it fell off onto the eggs. Because that's
right.
how a lot of this stuff starts.
Right. That's true.
It's a food splat that you're like, wow, that was actually good.
All right, let's bring in Crystal from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Crystal, speaking of peanut butter, tell Loren and Roy what you do.
So, let me remind you, I thought this was normal until I started having, like, little sleepovers when I was young. We put peanut butter on our garlic toast and then put the spaghetti on top of that and eat it.
That's so gross.
Did you say spaghetti?
Yes.
Peanut butter, garlic toast, and spaghetti.
Where did you learn that from?
My dad.
Those are so distinctive
Thanks,
flavors.
Yeah. You know, there's a pasta that you get with a like egg on it.
Mm.
You can get like a pasta.
Yeah.
Is it carbonara? What?
I think so.
I don't remember, yeah. but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about, too.
Speaking of pasta, you brought Roy back a specific kind of pasta from Italy.
I'm so excited.
Did you make it yet?
Not yet.
Okay, then I don't want to say anything because maybe Sterling's listening.
Yeah. I just want to see.
I want to surprise him with it.
Yeah,
I want to see if anyone notices.
Okay, good. We'll talk about that when it happens.
A true Italian pasta is what I'm bringing home. All right, this is Kim in Spartanburg. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What's the weird food combo?
I like deviled eggs with barbecue sauce on them.
Deviled eggs with barbecue sauce on them.
Deviled eggs?
No, scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs. That's even just as weird.
Yeah, either way. How did that happen?
I have no clue. I've been eating it since I was little, and I love it. My family is totally grossed out by it.
You know, I would try it.
I think I would, too, only because I've seen people do ketchup and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my husband likes hot sauce, but you should totally try it. It's really good.
You want to try it, Roy? Thanks, Kim. We should do a whole Facebook Live of us trying different foods that you guys are calling in.
Yeah.
This is weird, though.
I do grilled cheese and ketchup. Is that weird?
Yes.
No, that's not weird.
Yes.
No, because you would dip a grilled cheese in tomato sauce and tomato soup anyway.
Okay.
It's not that weird.
I don't know. I'm like, ketchup is for meat and fries for me, and meat's not chicken. You know what I mean? Like, I like burger, steak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring in Caitlin from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead. What's the weird food combo?
So you guys already said one of them. I did ketchup and eggs because that's a northern thing. You always get salt, pepper, ketchup on your eggs. Mm-hmm. And then I do ketchup on mac and cheese. And I don't want to even touch the mac and cheese if there's no ketchup.
Really?
It can live okay without ketchup, though. Mac and cheese, especially down here, is so good.
See, I'm not a, it's weird. I'm not a big cheese person, so it disguises some of the cheese taste, I guess. I don't know, but it's the only way I'll eat it. My kids the same way. We don't want anything to do with it unless there's ketchup on the table with the mac and cheese.
That's interesting, man.
And yeah. You said you're from up north, right?
Yeah.
So what's
yeah,
your
I'm
game
from
plan?
Queens, New York.
Okay, so what's your game plan with pizza and ranch when people dip their pizza in ranch?
I don't like ranch. I'm a honey mustard girl.
Honey mustard. Okay.
Honey mustard's not bad.
It's okay. You know what we used to do? This is so wrong, and this is bad. But when I worked at Country Cooking, we would take the ranch dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
is this going to make me not want ranch anymore?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But we would just like add this packet into the ranch dressing, and it turned it into honey mustard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do Hello Fresh.
Okay.
And they made it. They're like, okay, go ahead and make your honey mustard, and here's how you do it.
That's better than mayo for me, so I could get down with that.
And they wanted sugar.
It was something like that. Yeah. And you're just like, this is how you make honey mustard?
Yeah.
And I was mixing it. I was like, it's just ranch dressing with a seasoning packet.
I don't know if I eat anything weird, like any combinations.
Listen to some texts we got. Area code 605 says, I don't know if you've ever tried Doritos and cottage cheese.
Oh. Well, cottage cheese alone is fantastic.
Oh, see, and I'm not a fan.
Well, Loren, love it. You probably do this. French fries with mayo ketchup.
I'm not a big mayo person in
That's
general.
True.
So.
Yeah, buffalo sauce too, she says.
Yeah.
Area code 704 says ketchup with green beans.
Oh, what? It's too, ew.
Yeah, I don't.
A lot of people ranch on their pizza.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen
Yeah, that's definitely
well,
a thing.
You can order pizza with ranch. That's you can order that.
Peanut butter on donuts.
How would you spread the peanut butter around without destroying your donut?
Maybe the bottom of it?
Maybe.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Someone says, hi, Roy.
Hi, you.
Lots of text messages.
Hi, you.
All right, you guys, go visit at the MRL Show on Instagram to see Loren's beautiful creation. She went and did a one piece made out of nothing but duct tape, and you didn't hate it.
I didn't. I could get down.